Hi, I'm Pat Veeling. Welcome to RE180, 3 minutes or only 180 seconds on how to think differently and strategically about your real estate business. Hey, anybody who owns real estate may not be thinking about selling it at any given time, but they're always thinking about the real estate itself. Could be something as simple as needing a plumber or thinking about how their equity is going to make a big difference when they retire someday, but you should always be the go-to resource for anybody in your circle, regardless of what their real estate need may be at any given time. So this is when your network of service providers and pros that you've carefully vetted, like, I don't know, lenders and attorneys, mortgage people, they are absolutely critical to your business. You don't only want to rely on them when you're under contract. You want to be able to rely on them to take only the best care of your circle of prospects. Think about it. How great would it be that someone who bought from you 10 years ago actually reaches out to you for a referral to a retirement advisor or to an attorney or even a plumber? That's the level of engagement with your circle and your prospects that will build your business over time. So, question, how vetted is your network? How certain are you that anybody you might refer is actually the right resource? The only thing worse than not being a good referral source is referring somebody who screws it all up. So, step one, create a separate database of professional referral resources. Find them, call them, meet with them. Tell them that you are going to be good for their business. Above all, qualify them. Ask them tough questions. Be sure they understand that your referral to them is the highest responsibility that you have to your circle of prospects. Step two, be in touch with your circle of prospects at least 3 times a year to simply ask how you can be that trusted referral resource. You want to be the first call anyone makes when they have any, and I mean any, need regarding their real estate. And finally, when you provide a referral, follow up. Follow up with the client, ask how it went, make sure they know their satisfaction is going to determine whether or not you refer that professional again. Also, follow up with the referral. Make sure they know this is serious business for you and that your prospect's satisfaction is critical to you because it's your reputation on the line, not just theirs. So get vetting your professional referrals, tell your circle that you're a resource, and then follow up to make sure it all worked out well. This is simply a great way to be in touch and continue to build your business. Above all, do the work. Learn more, listen, and subscribe at re180.com. I'm Pat Veeling.